Alleluia! Christ is risen.
Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia!
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith, that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands, my feet, and see that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I have spoken to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witness of these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I got to go to Santa Fe, New Mexico this past week for a conference of rectors and deans. I had never been. Santa Fe is so beautiful. My grandfather used to say that when you pack a suitcase, you should pack, but then pick up your suitcase and holding it in your hand, because back then they didn't have the rolling kind, hold it in your hand and walk around an entire city block with it, and then unpack and repack. I was proud of myself. I had only one carry-on bag, and it wasn't very big. But there was a woman in front of me as we were giving our tickets to the stewardess to board the airplane, and she had one of those overstuffed carry-on bags. You know what I'm talking about? And she was kind of trying to hide it as she was rolling it on. But the stewardess looked at her and said, "Ma'am, I think you need to take that bag and see if you can put it in the metal frame that we have right here. Have you all seen those new things? Now that they're charging money for extra luggage to be checked, everyone's trying to carry everything on. So you have to try to fit your carry-on in this metal frame. Because if it won't fit in the metal frame, it won't fit in the overhead compartment." Well, this woman was very grumpy. She took her bag over to the metal frame and she started trying to stuff it in there. And then she tried to kick it with her foot. Ugh! It wouldn't go down. Excuse me, ma'am, the stewardess said, why don't you come over here to the desk, because we're going to have to check your bag. Meanwhile, I gave my ticket and proudly just strolled right onto the airplane. When Jesus appeared in the resurrection form, the disciples were scared at first, of course. They thought that he was a ghost. So the first thing that he did was to try just to reassure them that it was really him. He lets them touch him. Here, look at the wounds that I have. Touch them, he says. Touch my hands. Touch my side. And then he simply says, hey, do you have anything to eat around here? Which I love. And they get him a broiled fish, which back then, that's just like getting a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. These were fishermen. That's what they did. They ate fish all the time. There was nothing more normal than eating fish. It was their comfort food. And that's what we do anyway, right? When we want to comfort each other, when we want to reassure each other that everything's going to be okay, we sit down and we eat together. That's what people do, right? So Jesus was comforting them, reassuring them, trying to get them to relax and to not be afraid so they could hear what he had to say. And only after he has calmed them down and they've touched him and they've eaten something with him, only then does he try to explain why he's come back. And he says to the disciples, in the scripture, it foretold that the Messiah was going to suffer and die, and that he would come back to proclaim forgiveness of sins. And so you are to go out and witness and proclaim the forgiveness of sins. Forgiveness of sins. For Jesus, the resurrection and forgiveness were inextricably linked. That if the disciples were going to understand what the resurrection really meant, they had to understand and practice forgiveness. But what in the world is forgiveness, really? Well, we know that Jesus suffered an unjust and horribly violent death, and yet he was able to forgive. The question is, can you forgive and can I? And what does that mean? If we're going to follow Jesus, we have to learn to forgive, but what does that mean? There are so many misunderstandings about forgiveness. They're everywhere. People think that to forgive, you have to say that something is okay. That the hurt that you went through, the pain or the injustice, that it was okay. And that is not true. And then other people think that to forgive means you have to forget something. Like just get over it. Move on. But the truth is that when we have to go through something really hard, when we suffer, it changes us. We can't just forget. We can never go back to the way things were. After the cross, when Jesus came back, he had scars. He was changed. And so we are also changed when we have to suffer. There's no denying that. We can't pretend that it didn't happen. And we can't say that it's okay. God did not intend for human beings to suffer. We were not created for that. Suffering is a result of our fall from God. When you suffer, it is not okay. But the only way to forgive is to move through it, as Jesus did, to be changed by it. Forgiveness means letting something go. I think the best analogy I can come up with to describe what forgiveness really is to think about this. You and I carry a suitcase. We carry a spiritual suitcase with us everywhere, and it contains everything that makes us who we are: memories and love and compassion, all the lessons that we've learned. But when we're really hurt or wronged, it's as if something really heavy is dumped into our suitcase. And all of a sudden, we cannot move. We can't go forward. We can't follow Christ. We can't get to eternal life because we're dragging something behind us, something that weighs us down. And so we have to learn to hand that hurt over to God. Not to forget it, not to deny it its existence, but to give it to God, to lighten our load, to let God carry it for us. Have you been wronged by people in your life? I know you have. We live in a broken world. Do you carry it with you? Does it weigh you down? There's a reason why Jesus told us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." We must understand that forgiveness is essential if we're going to follow Christ. We cannot make our way to God if we don't let go of these things that burden us and weigh us down. Jesus tells us to pray for our enemies. When you pray every day, name the people who made you the most angry. Name the people who have hurt you. Say their names aloud. I know it's hard. But you don't only do it for them, you do it for yourself. To liberate yourself, so that you can follow Christ and do his work in the world. When I was in college, I decided that I was going to go work in a Russian orphanage. Many of you know that I did that. This was before Glasnost, it was before Perestroika, it was during the time of the Soviet Union, before 9/11. And I knew that these children had nothing. They had no toys. So I went to my home parish in New Haven, Connecticut, and I sent out a plea to the entire parish. I'm going to work in a Russian orphanage, and I need you to donate toys. Well, I was so proud of them. These people came through, man. They donated so many toys that I had to rent a U-Haul truck to get them down to JFK Airport. And we had them in boxes, and volunteers helped me get them into the airport. And you know those long lines at JFK for the check-in? So I'm there with all these boxes, and I finally have everything together, and all of a sudden, it hits me like a thunderbolt. Oh, no. I forgot that there was a weight limit to your luggage. What in the world was I thinking? I was 20 years old. I wasn't thinking. And I had all these toys and no idea how I was going to get them on the airplane. And I felt like I was going to burst into tears. There was this glamorous woman in front of me in the line. something came over me, and I just said, "Ma'am, excuse me, I'm trying to bring all these toys to the orphans in Russia, and I was wondering, do you think you can take a doll in your suitcase?" She looked at me. Then she got down and unzipped her suitcase, and she looked at me again. By this time, I had opened a cardboard box, and I had two dolls like this. She took out her hairdryer. She said, "You know what? I really don't need to bring a hairdryer." And she threw it in the trash. "Give me that doll," she said. The news spread down the line of people in the JFK airport. Next in line was a family of Orthodox Jews. They started throwing away their clothes. Everyone was stuffing toys into their suitcases, crayons, balloons, bubble gum, stuffed animals, balls, games. People were throwing away their belongings to make room for these toys. We got every single toy onto that airplane that day. Every single toy. Forgiveness is about making room in your suitcase. Because God has a lot of stuff that you're going to need to serve Him in this world. But if your suitcase is full of these burdens and resentments that you can't seem to get over, you've got to learn to get rid of them. And you know what? Forgiveness is so hard. You'll pray about it one day and you'll get rid of it, and the next day it'll be dumped right back in your suitcase again. And you've got to start praying all over again. It is a process. It takes time. It takes telling the truth. You have to work at it. And sometimes the hardest person to forgive is yourself. Now that's a hard one. That takes a lot of prayer. But if we're going to make it to eternal life, if we're going to board that plane, we have to travel light. We have to travel light. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. On the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, we give you thanks for the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for showing us the path to eternal life. Risen Christ, hear our prayer. We ask your blessing on all who have died, that they may know the joy of the resurrection life. I invite you to speak their names aloud.
Don.
Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all who are ill, lonely, or suffering in any way. May they find the peace that passes all understanding. I invite you to speak the names of those who need our prayers. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all victims of violence, especially those in our own community, as well as for Christians who are being persecuted around the world, that they and their families may find peace and strength. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those who serve in the military, for their family and friends, that they may be held in the palm of your hand. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for peace throughout the world, especially in the Middle East, Ukraine, and Nigeria, that there may be understanding among races and peoples. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the good use of our natural resources, that we may be led to nurture and maintain this planet. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the city of Jacksonville. Help us to care for this city. Bless our government and our schools. Help us to show your love here in the core of downtown. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for this cathedral and for all those who walk through these doors, that we may be led to glorify you in all things. We give thanks for all the blessings of this life. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, we ask you to help us to learn to forgive, that we may let go of those things we have done and those things which we have left undone, that we may follow you in your service and to eternal life. This we pray in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. We're so glad you're here today. If you're new or visiting and you raise your hand, the ushers will bring you a gift, but you have to keep your hand up so they can find you, okay? We promise we won't make you give a speech, but don't be afraid. Just raise your hand and we'll bring you a gift. Keep it up. Come on, that's it. Welcome, welcome. So glad to have you. The gift will come and then you can put your hand down. There's also a little form in your bulletin that you can fill out, and we'll send you our e-newsletter. We're so glad you guys are here. Today at 5 o'clock, the Ancient City Brass Band will have a concert in this cathedral, and boy, that will be something. I invite you all to come. Also at 5 o'clock, there is a Curcio reunion called an Ultrea that is at our little mission church, St. Mary's in Springfield. Don't forget to wear your name tags. I see people wearing them, and it is so wonderful that you can call each other by name. There are name tags outside here in the hall. A lot of people have been hanging them on the pegs in the hallway into Tolliver Hall, so you can pick yours up there. If you don't have one, write your name down on the list, and we'll make sure that we make one for you. We're getting ready for our parish family retreat, a great time for you to get to know others in this church. That's May 8th through the 10th. The vestry will be coming, and I'm very excited about it. If you want to find out more about it, Sue Ingeman is going to be at a table in the cloister as you're going out, and you can register online or you can register with her. Next Sunday will be the last Sunday to register for it, though. What season are we in? Are you still celebrating? Good. I'm going to Starbucks every day. It's awesome. I hope you're doing something great every day for these 50 days. The last day is Pentecost, and the bishop will be here to confirm, receive, and reaffirm. So if you want to become Episcopalian, make sure you contact the church office to find out about studying a little bit and what you need to do. Our youth have a fundraiser going on. It's called a Low Country Boil, and there's a flyer in your bulletin. You can go out and register for this. Father Raja, bless your heart, is going to host the Low Country Boil at his house. So it should be a lot of fun, and I hope you'll take part in that. Also, don't forget to look at our exhibit of beautiful art about the river done by both professional artists and children, which is in Tolliver Hall. And last but not least, if you go up into the cathedral house, you will see that there's new carpet being laid down. Alleluia. Have you all remember there was lime green formica on the floor that was 40 years old? So we're very grateful for this carpet. And this is done by the Preservation Fund, which is our endowment. When people leave the church in their will, the money can be put in that fund, and the interest is used to care for this building. So if we're going to keep this building up and running and not become a museum in 100 years, remember to leave the church in your will. It's very important. We're grateful for that carpet. Remember to be generous with your church as our Lord has been so generous with us.
Thank you.
give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days, you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him, you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him, you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray together in the words of the post-communion prayer. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. Remember that Christ returned to proclaim the forgiveness of sins, and so we must learn to forgive if we are to follow him. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.